Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast where we spend about 5 minutes every single weekday. And our hope is that we'd be able to provide a little bit of encouragement from God's word. And that truly is my prayer for today. In fact, recently I read an article that was about today's topic that really drove the content for today, and it's all about allowing interruptions. And I don't know about you, but at least for me, I don't like interruptions. I typically have my day mapped out. I've got some goals in mind. I have the big three that I want to accomplish. And so the moment that my schedule gets thrown off, the moment that something pops up, if I'm not careful, I'll allow that to miss opportunities, to cause me to miss what God's put in front of me. So today, I want to pass on what I'm learning about allowing interruptions. So here's the truth. If you want to serve others the way that Jesus serves you, if you want to serve others the way that Jesus modeled for us, then we have to allow for interruptions. Why? Because people need us when they need us. We've got to be willing to allow our schedules to be interrupted for them to flex because they won't need us based on our own schedule. In fact, when you think about love and you think about serving, love is often inconvenient. And serving, it always takes time. And so one of the things that we know about Jesus when we read the Gospels is that Jesus allowed himself to be interrupted. That when people came to him, the moment that they came to him, he stopped and he helped. In fact, one day Jesus told the parable about a good Samaritan. He's a person who found a guy on the side of the road. This man had been beaten and robbed on the side of the road to Jericho. And he tells us a priest went by, a church official went by, and they walked right past this injured guy without even helping him. But the Samaritan, the person that most people would have looked down on, actually stopped and he got involved. You can think about all the excuses that the Samaritan could have thrown out there. He could have said, man, I've got my own problems to think about. I've got important business to take care of. Somebody else will help him. The church guy, the priest, they didn't stop, so why should I? Well, anytime our schedules get interrupted, we'll willingly come up with excuses. In fact, if you need an excuse, the enemy would love to give you one. He'll give you 1,000 excuses of why you don't have the time, you don't have the energy, you don't have the money, you don't have the resources, you don't have the intellect, you can't help that person. But when you encounter that person, when God places a hurting person in front of you, it is an opportunity to allow yourself to be interrupted and to serve them and to learn to love them, because that's how God wants to use those moments in our lives. See, we can predetermine what we're going to do today. When we encounter opportunities today, how will we respond? Will we pass by, or will we stop in that moment and seek to serve that person? When you think about how Jesus works in your own life, Jesus always takes the time to help you in your time of need. I find it fascinating that at the end of this parable in Luke chapter 10, Jesus finishes the parable and then he says, go and do likewise. I think that's a great call to action for us today. Allow there to be interruptions, and instead of seeing them as inconveniences, see them as opportunities to learn to love and learn to serve just like Jesus. Well, that's all the time we have for today, but I want to encourage you to jump over to weekdaymeditation.com and listen to Pastor Chuck's guided meditation for today, and then join us back here tomorrow for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.